views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is a Wednesday. Why is Wednesday? 11/29/2017. We have a live show for you today. Looking forward to that. And we would, never fails, as soon as I get on air, get all kinds of calls. We have a live show for you today, so if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give Brother Davis a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, hit **. Brother Davis will, and just say excuse me, because I won't be on the board. Actually have a meeting that I need to do. I won't be on the board, so please just say excuse me. Brother Davis will hear you and will bring you up. So, but before we get into the show itself, we got to take care of some administrative duties, and you know what they are. Everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And you can do that by going to the website for this network, and that's www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Once you're there, find the donation prompt, give some of your financial energy so that this network can continue to sustain itself, because it is truly a grassroots organization, because it receives no corporate sponsorship. It only is sponsored by you, the listeners. That is as organic as you can get. So give some of your financial energy so that this network can continue to grow and do what you have deemed as being valuable. Also, you can support the network by being part of its social media outlet. And that social media outlet is known as BTR Community. You can find it on the homepage for Black Talk Radio Network. It is the capital B with a black background. Just hit that and it will prompt you how you can become a member inside of BTR Community. Or you can actually find it by going to www.btrcommunity. It's a social media platform where you're not as adversely affected like you are with Facebook, tweeting, telling, and all that other stuff. You can go there and become a member and not be as adversely affected, because they don't. BTR Community will never sell your overall identity to any bidder. And the overall, one of the things that happens with Facebook is that the data mining is used against you in so many different ways. So it's not going to data mine and cross-triangulate you knowing this person, that person. Is not going to ask you for somebody else's, do you know this person, and give up all the ghosts on that person. So this is a fully organic social media activities, and you still can engage in your social media activities. You can post stuff about you, your business. You can post stuff about things that you think that need more attention or public exposure. So definitely, for only $24 a year, that's $24 a year, you could become a member inside a BTR Community and engage in all of your social media activities. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint, And even though we're not paid as a king or a queen or a lady and a gentleman, you definitely can save as one. At Prosperity Mint, you can exchange your debt instruments for real assets. So go to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint.com, and make sure that you email info@prosperitymint.com, and just say that you are a new buyer, and someone will get in contact with you to explain the overall buying process. That is to your benefit. Very, very important that that happens, and you will be glad that you did follow that instruction at that particular time. So definitely go there. Also, we have a couple of great opportunities in Coins of Change. I'm going to, for you, the Tando Radio Show listeners, tomorrow I will probably do a membership call for you all that are at Tando Radio Show, and any new members that you want to bring in. And I would definitely say for those of you that are in Coins of Change, go into the resource and hit the documents and actually find out, and so that you can talk to people about Coins of Change and the overall value of it. It's absolutely the one of the best ways to acquire real wealth. And I say that because it's based off of crowdfunding. Extremely, extremely important in the cryptocurrency space. So, and if you would like more information, you know, you can definitely text me at 951-790-8330 or email me at wolfsixpack1@gmail.com. And just say that you want to find out more information or want some information on the Coins of Change. Today I missed some of my emails. Well, I didn't miss them. I just haven't been able to respond to them. Been running around doing some videos. We're going to have a Coins of Change YouTube video that was done with the good brother Ben X, who is with me right now, my man Ben X. We just finished a YouTube video for Coins of Change. Phenomenal, phenomenal work. Check that out. And then also subscribe to Ben X's YouTube channel, because the young man does phenomenal, phenomenal work. So look out for that. So with that being said, if you'd like to do a trading platform of the cryptocurrencies, we're in TradeCoin Club. Definitely reach out to me, and I will definitely send that information to you as well. So many different things, and it's critical that we do that because of what's going on in the world. We need to be able to withstand the overall threats and the overall paradigm change, the economic paradigm changing that's going to happen. You need to be prepared for that. And these are some of the vehicles that you can use in order to acquire assets. You always use currency to acquire money. Very, very important that we do that. So we're going to jump into what's in the news. I'm driving right now, so I'm not going to go through them all because in driving I won't be able to see them all, but I definitely want to get to some of the things as to what's in the news and check out what's there. First article, very, very important article. Then we're going to get to Wise Wednesday with Brother David. Very, very important article in my estimation. This one comes from CNN, Cerebrally Naive Network. Other people call it other things. That's what I call CNN, the Cerebrally Naive Network. Graham on North Korea. We're headed to war if things don't change. And in that whole conversation that celebrity figurehead Lindsey Graham gave to celebrity figurehead anchor Wolf Blitzer yesterday on Cerebrally Naive Network, and he said in his quote, I'm trying to drive and look at this. If there's a war with North Korea, it will be because North Korea brought it on itself. We're headed to war if things don't change. And one of the things in that conversation, he says that the U.S. is willing to go to war with North Korea. And let me tell you, that war will be a World War III that will lead to GNW1, Global Nuclear War 1. You need to be thoroughly prepared for that. That is on the horizon, because war is the easiest and most effective way to depopulate the planet. Next article from RT Russia International. Seizing of Russian's Forex reserves in the U.S. would mean declaration of financial war. And they also said gold. Seizing of federal, their reserves, their Forex reserves, or their Federal Reserves, and as well as gold. Why is that happening? Because they know that that's what's going to happen. And it's the gold that they're going to try to take from Russia. And Russia has already said if they do that, that is an act of financial war, which means that Russia will actually engage in a physical war with the U.S. This is the overall paradigm moving towards WW3, World War III, and GNW1, Global Nuclear War 1. So check out that article. Next one comes from another CNN. Trump on North Korea, celebrity figurehead Trump on North Korea ICBM missile launch. We will take care of it. And I'm going to tell you, very few options that they have, because now North Korea has the capability, and we've always, and I've always said from the very beginning, years back, that North Korea had nuclear weapons that were able to reach the U.S., all parts of the U.S. So, they, you know, remember they kept saying North Korea hadn't passed this threshold, that threshold. Well, they've already passed it a long time ago, because there is no such thing as the government of North Korea. It's a fraternity of governments, and they're all in it together against us. So check that out, that article. Next one, couple more. This one from Business Insider. South Korea and Japan leaders agree. No, they're no longer going to tolerate North Korea's threat to security. So you know what that means. The whole thing is going to go up in smoke. Next article comes from Russia Insider. Russia is going all in on Bitcoin, and everyone's got a theory. I can't read the small print because I'm driving, so check out that article as well. Another post I put from Active Post, financial crisis, imminent or inevitable, both. Next article, very, very powerful one. This comes from Middle East Monitor. China to deploy troops to fight along Assad in Syria. And remember, China made a declaration to support Iran and Syria militarily. So now they're putting their overall boots on the ground. The overall staging of World War III is definitely taking place. It's taking place in the Middle East by way of Saudi Arabia, Iran, Syria, Israel, all of that area is Jordan, all of that area is definitely putting itself in the position to be ready to engage, as well as South America and through Venezuela, throughout different parts of Africa. Sorry about that, Ben. In the from Djibouti to Sudan to different parts, definitely different countries within Africa are definitely the staging grounds, as well as the Europe and Eastern Europe and in the Korean Peninsula and the South Sea of China. All of the stages there. And this is the deployment are being shown as being as such. The U.S. has over 230 military aircraft in South Korea and in the military bases to engage in vigilant act on December the 4th. Now, I wouldn't be surprised, as we had talked about yesterday on yesterday's show, if the overall war goes live then. Next article, last one that I'm going to read, because I can't drive and I don't want to get in an accident here, is this one comes from, Roz posted this from CNBC Criminals, Nothing But Criminals News, and Roz posted, it says, China has grave concerns about North Korea's latest missile test. Well, the whole world does. Check out that one. Great article by Raj. So that's what's in the news. Everyone, please be mindful of the overall situation and don't be caught off guard by what could happen, because I definitely think it will be happening. So position yourself, your family, and our community so that you'll be and have options when they jump everything off. Okay? So with that being said, that's what's in the news, and we're going to follow up tomorrow and the rest of this week on some things in regards to that, because I definitely think that is an immediate threat. And that is what we need to be concerned about. So, with that being said, I'm not quite sure if Brother Davis is on the board. If so, I'm going to turn the show over to Brother Davis.
Hey, my brother.
Hey, my brother, Brother Davis. Thank you so much.
It's always good to hear the voice.
Yes, it is. Always, always. Brother Davis, did you get the text I sent yesterday?
Yes, I did. I appreciate that, brother. I didn't get a chance to activate it yet because my wife and I have been busy today, but we're definitely going to jump on that tonight, probably after the call.
Okay. All right. Listen, fantastic. Just wanted to make sure. Yes, sir.
Not a problem. My brothers and sisters, I want to let you know we are living in the most absolute time of history. It's absolutely somebody could do something crazy. Absolutely, we have gotten here based on the ignorance of individuals. Absolutely, they want you to be scared of where you are. And it's absolutely our purpose to control it. Because if we don't, we become victimized by it. And one of the most unique things about being human is that everywhere you look, you see other people who look like you or other people who you simulate. But either way it goes, you're not the only person that's dealing with what the world is going through. There are some things that you can do, and the things that you can do is going to give you the result that you seek. And the reason why it's going to give you the result that you seek is because you're activating yourself to do something. There's a lot of people out here that are doing nothing at all. We serve a greater purpose in understanding the things that are important to ourselves. I mean, those things that are important to us is what we are literally acting upon or acting for, or however you want to see it. But the reason why I say that is because a lot of times you'll find yourself in situations that are beyond your control, and that's what's happening externally. All that's beyond your control. Reason being is because let's look at the dynamics of it. You would have never let something like this reach this point. Why? Because of the possibilities. Do you realize how many countries have the ability to initiate global nuclear war? I mean, think about it. It's really sad that they find that to be a solution. Because you know what? All that is destruction is never going to be the solution. History has taught us that. So we have to learn not to focus on those things that literally are going on around us. Oh, be aware of them, absolutely. But if you're going to make a contribution, then you need to make a contribution where you could magnify your voice. Be with like-minded people. Get in forums in which your voice can be heard as one, or many voices can be heard as one. But right now, I mean, I think the most immediate thing we could do is examine our lives. One of the things that Westernism does not teach us to do, and that is to evaluate our lives day by day. And the reason why it doesn't is because it wants you to think at the end of the day, it's really the opportunity for you to sleep. But really, sleeping is a part of the package of birth. That's what you need it. And see, a lot of the stuff that's going on outside of you, you don't need. But you present yourself to it anyway. So just think, if you had a result that which you can literally tap into, get fortified to be able to prioritize everything that is that you want to do today, and then implement that and stay focused on that. Hold all day, and then when you get home, evaluate what you were able to accomplish. Because that way you could see the path that you're laying and the foundation you're building. This stuff that's going on externally, this is what they call the clash of egos. That's what it is. A bunch of egotistical people who think they have rights that they're not entitled to. Many things set them off in that direction. Power is one of the things that set them off in that direction. I don't know about you, but I really don't want to be put in a situation where I have power over someone else's life. I would like to be a part of their life. But think about that, to have power over someone else's life. And it's not like this is a power that they have attained to gain. No. In most cases, it has nothing to do with that. In most cases, it has to do with the three greeds. Ego, which is a greed. Money, which is based on greed. And control. The sad part about it is that the average person, the average human being, does not focus on these sort of things in the course of the day. Because, literally, they're looking at their own life. You want to keep control of things of your own life. You don't really need to exalt your ego if you're accomplishing the things that you wanted to accomplish during the course of that day, because you're building on something. And that something you're building on don't have to be a great coliseum. That may just be peace of mind. And see, the sad part about it is that a lot of people would like to get there, to that point of peace of mind. But there's so many things that are obstacles that are in their way that they don't see peace of mind as a attribute of who they are. A lot of them probably don't even see peace. And these are small value systems. And why do I say value systems? Well, you know how it is at the end of the day when you get in, your first, you haven't turned nothing on. You got through the traffic, whatever your obstacle is of transportation. You finally get into the house. You don't hear anything. You may kick your shoes off, put your feet up, and just sit there for a minute and enjoy the silence. Because your day has been so cluttered with those acts of aggression. And you see, a lot of us don't want to see them as acts of aggression, but anytime you're intruded upon, whether it be sound, whether it be visual, whether it be someone else, it's actually an intrusion, which is an aggression into your personal space. Some people deal with it, well, it's not a problem, because I'm in a form when I know this sort of thing can happen, meaning at work or that sort of thing. And then other people, their egos jump in right away. Who do you think you are? I mean, you're imposing on my time. You see, it's the perception of how one sees themselves as to how one deals with a circumstance that is before them. Now, I mean, this has been a month of fiascos. First major fiasco, is the enormous gains of Bitcoin. Believe it, it's a fiasco all over the world. It's shocking people, but then other people it's profiting. Let's look at the environments in which we in. Look at the anger that people show. You've seen it. You be riding down the street in your car at a red light, and the light turns green, and you're looking down at your bag or something, or you might be putting something on the radio, and all of a sudden you hear an aggressive horn because you didn't move in that instant that the light turned green. There's a lot of things that are going around us, but you know what we fail to realize? That when we don't focus on our own individual needs, we contribute to that. And when I say focus on our own individual needs, I don't mean that you have to let everyone else know what you're doing. Whether you're in a hurry, whether you're running late or whether you don't want to be there at all. But these are the times in which we live. I sometimes wonder, when I take my walks, I walk my dog, when I take my walks and I got that time, it's just a blessing, because when I'm on the road, I don't get it like that. And I just listen to the birds and smell the air, and I look at the changes that the seasons are going through. It makes me realize that I'm still in touch. A lot of us, so many things are happening to us simultaneously that we just get out of touch. And you see, those become things of value in these diverse times. Why? Because you've seen it. You turn on the TV and it's going to hammer you with fear. Even if you turn it on for entertainment, it hammers you with fear. You ever noticed the lineup of shows today that are built on the fear and destruction? Do you realize why all of that's going on? It's going on because it wants to desensitize you. Because see, when you become desensitized, it's easier for you to act outside of your normality. Because normally, I mean, let's face it, you can see someone's aggression, and if it's not anything you can do about it, you accept it and keep moving. Then there are other times where you can see someone's aggression, and you might know one of the people you can step and say, yo, wait a minute, man, you can take all of that. And you're getting upset with each other. You've been knowing each other for years. You look at what situation that you're in. See, that's when you can do something about it. Do I suggest you do that with every circumstance? That's up to the individual. Because I think I would deal with different things, different than other people, and I'm quite sure they would deal with them different than I would. But yet and still, here we are, and according to what's happening around us, they don't know us, but they're going to victimize us, according to what they think. And the reason why is because they think they got that right. Which comes back to the very first statement. What makes people think they have right to judge, rule, control, or end other people's lives? You realize that's against the universal law of oneness? See, we operate in all of these laws every day, but we don't know how to reach a point where we're in a position of control, where we can say, I'm not going to do this, and that I'm not going to do this, carries itself through the whole day because of the different things that come into play. I was talking to a sister the other day who said, you know what, I don't eat lunch anymore because literally I take that time and I like to meditate, which is great. You know, I thought it was a very powerful thing. And then in the very next breath, it's like, you know, even when I tell people at work every day, they still ask me, you want to go to lunch? You want to go to lunch? I said, yeah. And she said, why do people do that? I said, that's a great question. Because they may not realize it's an intrusion. She said, but it is. I said, yeah. She said, but I never really thought about it being an intrusion. But when you said it, it is. I said, yeah, well, we have to learn to deal with those sort of things. And if we learn to deal with them justly, then we can be able to get over that circumstance with that person and still maintain a quality relationship with them, if that's what you want. And she said, you know what? It seems like the people are so angry and in a hurry. I said, oh, this is all by design. She said, you think so? I said, oh, yeah, this is by design. She said, what do you mean? I said, well, if you take and you're standing at the corner and you look at the average traffic light, between the time that each one of those three lights hit their colors and start that cycle again, you will see either an act of aggression, an act of anger, or some act of disappointment. She said, you know what? I never thought about it. I said, well, try it sometime. And you will see. And for those of you, this is your first time hearing this, try it. The Northeast is a very populated area. The Midwest is somewhat when you get in the Chicago area. California is super populated. when you get in those condensed areas, what are major mass areas, but when the environment is all out during that hour of the day, you're going to see so many acts of aggression and anger and egotism that really is going to make you realize just how good you have it, being able to understand who you are and what you're trying to achieve and make that your focus. Because many, many, many don't. So that's why it's important at the end of our day, even as you lay your head down, just look at your day. Did you accomplish the things that you wanted to accomplish? Did you do the things that you wanted to do? Sometimes it may be interactive with other people. Well, these are our tools. All of these are our tools. And we have to learn to use our tools to make our circumstance better. Because when we don't, we move ourselves off our balance. And we must stay balanced, because when you're balanced, you're in control. But when you're off balance, there's certain areas of your life that may flare up, unbeknownst to you, because sometimes that's why it's called a flare up. It just happens. But in most cases, when we're balanced, we can literally sit and say, because you may be nudged one way or another, and because you haven't lost balance, you could say, and then now, you're evaluating your perception of whatever it is you see or caused that to happen. One of the major problems that we have in America today is that we are living so far away from balance of our equilibrium with the universal laws. I mean, you think about it. Our food is contaminated. Our water is contaminated. Our daily schedules are so, animated, that we really don't see time to do some of the things that we want to do unless we focus on doing them. And a lot of times you may intend to do something and don't get around to doing it because you don't prioritize. And the reason may not be that you don't know how. It may be that something came up and then became the priority. People have a tendency to do that to us all the time and not even realize it, because guess what? It's our decision, not theirs. That's like a lady who's pregnant. She doesn't know when the baby's going to come, but she may feel baby kicking. She may feel the baby churning. And don't nobody know any of these things but the person with the baby. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. I really wanted to make this here kind of lighthearted show so that we can really begin to focus on result, the result that we want. Okay? When you're looking on the world stage, this is what's so dynamic about a world stage. Everybody wants to flaunt their ego based on the amount of money they have, based on the position they hold, based on how they're perceived by the world. When you think about it, these are the people who were really off balance. And the sad part about it is that them being off balance can have irreparable effect on the earth. Think about that. Do you think a war would have an irreparable effect on the earth? Actually, there are things going on now without war that's having an irreparable effect on the earth. For those of you who know, how about the Hadron Collider? If you listen to what they're saying about it, that's having a reputable effect on the earth. Look at HARP, weather controlling the weather. If you have done your due diligence, you realize that when they're shooting microwave rays into what they call seeded clouds, and in order to produce this rain, there is a reaction to a reaction. And some annals of science think that the reaction is felt in the plates of the earth, the shifting of the plates. That's why we've had so many more different hurricanes. I mean, not hurricanes, but different earthquakes and that sort of thing, tidal waves. You notice how tsunamis are even being more prevalent nowadays? Have you heard about the iceberg as big as Delaware? That's another thing. Oh, yeah, that broke off in the Antarctic. They're not talking about that. Because the perception is that if they don't talk about it, you won't know about it. And they don't have to form your opinion. Because, see, that's what media does. Media thinks that because the most part of America does not read, they form their opinion by what the media says. And you know what's unique about that? They've cultivated that way. They programmed it that way. And we, being the people who may have been seen the media or whatever, when we go out to converse about it, we haven't done our own due diligence. We're going to repeat what we heard, whether we know it to be true or not, because of the program design. And the program is designed to perpetuate the story they want you to believe instead of the truth. And we've just seen that with the Colin Kaepernick situation, for those of you who are kind of caught on the fence of what I mean by that. And to give you a brief synopsis, Colin Kaepernick took a knee, and he took a knee because his statement was, "I wanted to protest America's abuse of black people due to being police brutality," and that sort of thing, in a few words. Well, white America didn't want to accept that on a world stage, like the NFL, NFL is watched all over the world, this black man has made a stand, has taken a position to expose dirty laundry. And they vilified him for a long time until they began to realize other people was coming to his partnership, because they agreed. And now they're going to pass a law. They're going to pass a law that athletes on a professional scale cannot protest. Now, they don't know exactly how they want to word it. Matter of fact, the NFL is talking about leaving athletes in the locker rooms during the national anthem. Now, here's a really unique twist to the dynamic. That whole national anthem thing is staged in order to keep you in a patriotic mindset, so if they go to war, they get volunteers. That's right. There's a certain portion of America who will volunteer. I mean, let's face it. Most people who go into the service, especially people of color, they don't go into the service because of their patriotic duty. It's some apathy, whether it be a lack of jobs, maybe it's they live in the area that don't have the resources to educate them. They may come from a poverty background. There's a number of different things, but when you ask the average person, they're not telling you, "I'm going in because it's my patriotic duty." No, they're not. No, they are not. So I'm going to tell you, well, I'm going to go to college, and this is my way of doing it. People have their reasons, and listen, I don't knock them. But in reality, coming back to the point of issue, all of these people that are doing whatever they choose because of their military purpose will still understand Colin Kaepernick's stance had nothing to do with the military, but they changed the dynamic. They changed the concept to what they wanted it to be, because they're constantly programming, and that program was not supposed to be happening. That you know what they call that? Yeah, they call that a deja vu. Why do they call it a deja vu? Because they don't want it to happen again. A deja vu is something that happens once, and when you see it, you notice it because it's out of order, it's different. And that's what it was. And they don't want it to happen again. But see, you have to understand Colin Kaepernick, from his perspective, even if he didn't realize what was going to happen, oh, it happened. See, that's what's so important about us prioritizing ourselves. Because even if you didn't realize what was going to happen, oh, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. That's like a person trying to lose weight. Well, if you don't change something, If you don't do something to initiate that, it ain't going to happen, because you're going to stay back into your old habits. See, he changed something. Because remember now, he'd been in the NFL for a number of years. And you know, he literally made a statement before, but it wasn't the same manner. It didn't get the same type of attention as this did. But the reason why I point these things out to you is because this is where we are. We must take responsibility for our lives. We must make statements. We must come together. We must see like-minded people as a part of the whole volume of voice. For a long time, I've heard people say, you know, I like to get together with you, but you know, you hang out with so-and-so, and me and them don't get along. It don't make a difference. If you're like-minded, it doesn't make a difference. So one of the things that we must strive to do is be self-obedient. Have a discipline about yourself that don't nobody else have to know about, but you can follow. And believe me, the transformation is far beyond compare. Now, I'm always about helping and reaching and stretching. Why? Because if I got to reach up to grab a hand to pull me up, I want to be able to stretch a hand back so I can grab somebody else, because we can do this. But we have to believe we can do this. So that's why I come from the perspective that I come from, because I want people to understand that, yeah, there's a lot of things going on around you that is that keeps us in the crosshairs, whether it's the crosshairs of time, the crosshairs of destruction, the crosshairs of poison, because that's what's happening to a lot of the food, the water, and now even the skies. They're talking about blocking the sun from the earth. Can you imagine the dynamics? So when you hear stuff like that, and then you see stuff like what Monsanto is doing, you know, this evil in the world, and the role that you have to play becomes pivotal. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Ones. I'm trying to just be cool, laid back tonight so we could be able to focus on result and the result that we want to achieve in spite of all of what is going on around us. And there's a lot going on around us. So some of it's good and some of it's not so good. Do I think on the world stage that this can get very volatile? Absolutely, because the players that are involved all have one thing in common. They carry hate and ego. And here's the unique thing about this. They talk about the interests. Well, North Korea, it doesn't serve their interests in doing anything to us, but it doesn't serve our interests doing anything to North Korea. Actually, I believe, and this is just an opinion, I believe North Korea has taken their attitude and now is being manipulated by some other parties because of the history of American policy. And I'm quite sure that's not a shock to a lot of you. And you know, the sad part about it, once again, it comes back to us, because being an American people now, for those of you who don't know, the world realizes that Black America is totally victimized by white supremacy in America. A lot of the world realizes that. And it may or may not be an advantage or a disadvantage in whatever it is to come. Because I'm going to tell you something. Regardless of what happens, they are not focusing on the American people. They'll just be the victims. And not all of them will, but there'll be many victims. They're focusing on American policy and on policy makers. And you know who they are. Especially now, you know who they are. And see, another thing of that is that we have to understand that while these things are, policies are going down, Americans' voice was not heard. Even if they didn't agree, their voice was not as loud as the compliance. And see, that's one of the biggest problems with every level of social interaction. that when you see something that you know shouldn't happen, but you say nothing, that's complicit. And see, that's why a lot of times you hear people say today, well, you know, that wasn't me. That was my ancestors. You benefited by it, so you were complicit. And a lot of times we fail to realize the importance of what complicity means. So we should be complicit in the changes that are needed for us as a people in every community that we live in. And we should be able to bring our resources together instead of measuring who has what. Because ultimately, if one community is hit, everybody in that community is going to suffer. So it's so important for us to really know ourselves. I see that concept all the time when people weary search and symbols that says know thyself. And yeah, I'm just curious enough to say, what do you know about yourself? And I look at the look on their face because they don't expect that question. So they look around and turn around, right? You know how they turn right back at you. They turn right back, what do you know about yourself? I'm self-disciplined. Oh, what does that mean? See, that is what we need to do. We need to start the ball in the direction of result. When I say I'm self-disciplined, I mean that I practice being a priority to myself so that I can better serve whatever it is I'm giving myself to. And when I make myself the priority, I'm better equipped for whatever it is I'm giving myself to, because then I have understanding my limitations. I understand of my what capacity I can work at or what capacity is required of me. And see, the best part about that is that in any given circumstance, when it comes to you, you begin to look at yourself as the priority, and some things don't fit. That's just the nature of being human, though. Some things just don't fit. If it don't fit your schedule, why commit to it? I can't do it, but that's another thing. If you can't do it, you got to be able to say that. You know what, that's not a good night for me. I don't get involved in that, but maybe I can help in another way. See, people have a tendency to take what you say as who you are. And in reality, that's only a small attribute of your day. It may not have anything to do with who you are, more than it has to do with your priorities. And I'm going to tell you, if it's not a good day, I'm going to tell you, you know what, that's not a good day. If it's not a good time, I'm going to tell you, no, it's not a good time. I mean, I've gotten to a point sometimes where people would come by your house unexpected and say, wait a minute, you know, I thought you'd give me a call first. It's not a good time for me. But what you doing? See, that's literally prying now. I'm trying to be courteous to say, look, it's not a good time for me because I may be doing something. That something I may be doing has nothing to do with why you inquire. So once again, it requires of me to make a decision on my own priorities. Do I even want to expose that to them? So we're trying to get to a point where we can put our priorities in place so that we can get to the result that we seek. And that is the major provision for getting there, to be able to put those things in place. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. I would love for this to be a monologue. I'm quite sure I'm not the only person that feels this way. And the reason why I'm pointing this out to you is because with everything that's getting ready to come down the pike, we got to be able to learn to prioritize. If not, we're going to be going in every wind of doctrine, because guess what? There's going to be a lot of, help me, I'm hungry, do you have? You ever pull up and go to a grocery store or a convenience store, and somebody's out there saying, yo, man, you got some change? You see, your concept of how to deal with that may be taken away from the priority of why you were there. That's why it's so important to know yourself. You know, I know people say, you know, I don't give money away. I give money to organizations. You know, they say, I give it to church or I give it to sponsors. I understand that. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong, but see, sometimes you got to evaluate. Maybe if I just give enough for one meal. I mean, I'll take them in and say, look, buy what you want. Because at least I know they're eating that. If that's what they need, I know I can give them what they need, and I can keep on going. The whole thing is to be able to move in this world comfortably with a balance, with a priority, and most of all, growing in your circumstance. Because there's a lot of things coming down the line now that literally is going to, it's going to bring a lot of animosity out of people. A lot of animosity out of people. Because they're going to feel like they have no business being in the situation. Perfect example is Donald Trump's reaction to that last nuclear missile. Well, I'm going to take care of it, or something to that effect. But what does that mean? Does that mean you're going to go to war? Does that mean you're going to have words? Does that mean that you're going to sit down with a group of people and like-mindedness find a solution? Don't give me I'm going to take care of it, and I don't know by the way you tweet, you have no idea how to prioritize your life. Come on. Yeah, there's a lot of things going on. But most of all, we have no control over what he does or says, and he's supposed to be the most powerful position in the free world, and guess what? We know, being here in America, that literally he don't want that job. He thought he did. But when he got in there and realized the power that he thought he was going to get, he wasn't. How many of you remember that day when President Obama was the president, he was getting ready, Donald Trump had won the office, and he was going in to talk to the president about the transfer of power. You see his face and how exuberant and egotistical he was when he went into that meeting. But when he came out that meeting, he was humble as a lamb. You see, truth has a way of changing things and changing people. When he went in there, he probably sat down with President Obama and said, yeah, well, I'm going to change this and I'm going to change that. And President Obama pointed at the seat and said, sit down. He said, let me give you some truth about this office that may save your life. And by the time he came out of there, he was like, President Obama's a great man. He's a very intelligent man. You know why? Because the truth changes you. That's why do you think he put all those people around him that have a lot of money? Because he figures if they come after him, they come after one, they come after all. And guess what? By no means are they the most powerful people in the world. Because, see, they answer to people. The sad part is that the people that they answer to in most cases don't even live in this country. Now, for those of you who really haven't caught on to that, let me give you a minute. Because, yes, in most cases, the most powerful people running this country don't even live in this country. You think they're going to let their wife run down to the grocery store and go to a Walmart and buy what we had to buy if she choose to shop there? Because Walmart is one of the biggest purveyors of genetically modified organisms there is. And if you notice, most of the local grocery stores now, they're all trying to buy local or buy organic. And the reason why they're doing that is because, guess what? They understand the food supply. They see what's going on. Look, because we are being victimized by some, don't mean that there is not opportunities somewhere else. That's one of the reasons why you hear a lot more. You ever noticed more shows on farming and gardening now? Remember when President Obama's wife told you that we need to really do more gardening? What she was trying to tell us then. But you know what? A lot of people still don't hear the lesson. They didn't hear it. And you know the sad part about it? Some of those people have been victimized by their lifestyles through the diseases of high blood pressure, diabetes. And all of this is out here. It's really taking control of our lives when we don't take control of our lives. So, that's why it's so important for us to prioritize and evaluate at the end of the day. Because that way you see what you're doing and you're laying the foundation for that child that's behind you, whom you love so much, but you really can't expose them to everything. Because, you know, they're not emotionally enough or strong enough or mature enough to deal with that kind of information. Yes, just please speak up and to the show, brother. Is there someone in queue?
No, Brother Davis.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. We get ready to come up on a break. And one of the unique things that I want to point out about us going into this break is that I really want you to take the time and think about the things that we're talking about tonight. Think about how you prioritize what you would do in a given situation. You know, these things are coming. And see, we have to answer to ourselves first, because when these things jump off, that person, that little person looking at you, are going to expect you to have some answers. And see, if you learn these tools now, they are going to come into play. And the best part about it is that when you know what they are, you can operate with them with full confidence. Because literally, you put yourself in a ready position. So this is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. We're coming up on a 7 o'clock break. And I want you to know that regardless of where you are, you're not disconnected from who you are. You can make change that is going to be good, not only for you, not only for your family, but you're going to see that change manifest itself externally. Because what you do in your subconscious comes out in your conscious. And this is just natural order, natural law. And the reason why I point that out to you is because with all you heard prior to me coming on, you had to be asking yourself some serious questions. So we need to prioritize so that we can put ourselves in a position to take control and move forward regardless of what the circumstance may be. And understand how I say that. Regardless of what the circumstance may be. Because if these dominoes start to fall, the chain reaction will eventually get to your door. And that is why we must prepare by prioritizing ourselves, looking, evaluating, and planning, and sticking to our plan. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday, and tonight we're discussing our responsibility to self and being disciplined to ourselves. So we're going to the break, and when we come back after the break, bring up the phones, bring your content into the show tonight so that we can have a monologue instead of a dialogue. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
We're back, my brothers and sisters. Now, during the break, I opened my book, one of my books here, and looked at my face, was a face that says, "We are in this world, but not of this world." And you know what? I'm quite sure every one of us has heard that before. And see, that speaks directly to that personal responsibility. Because in reality, we live in a world that's controlled by natural order. There are universal laws. You heard me talk about them before. And these laws have been broken immensely, especially by the Western world. The reason why I say that, because literally where there has been the most devastation and decision, it's come out of the Western world. Now, let me give you some facts. Out of all of the countries in the world that have nuclear power, we are the only one that have unleashed it on people to the point of destruction. Out of all the countries that have the ability to take technology to the next level, we are the only ones that have made it destructive to other countries. Because we've moved in other countries and taken their resources. And a lot of times it had nothing to do with that first presentation. But for those of you who don't know, when the United States goes to a country, they go in and present themselves, and they go in as missionaries. And then they come in with product or merchandise. Then they come in with the military. It's the 3 M's. This look it up. Don't take my word for it. Because literally, this is how the United States has been able to do what it has done all over the world. And believe me, there are satellites of military posts of the United States all over the world. And see, to me, once again, I think that it's an order of fear that they want people to have. Now, they may tell you, oh, no, that's not what we want. Oh, why military? Because, let's face it, the whole world knows you're the most deadly country in history. You see? I mean, really, this is not rocket science, my brothers and sisters. This is why we have to be responsible to self. This is why we may be in something that really has nothing to do with the individual as much as it has to do with policy that we never had any control over. And we still must prepare. Because if there isn't any major conflict, which I would like to say I hope never happens, I understand how I said that, then in preparing ourselves and making ourselves the priority, we're in a better position to be able to teach and reach and control the next stage of growth of our society. That's if there isn't. But if there is, the assignment is still the same. We're going to still need teachers. We're going to still need somebody out here who's going to have the incentive to reach and change. So we have to, while we can, prioritize ourselves. How do you protect yourself? Now, you should have thought about that before now, which I've always said. I think that we deserve to have guns. Not that I would go out here utilizing them, but it's better to have one in a situation in need than to need one and have not. These are just the times we live in. How do you feel about direct confrontation? Are you one of these people who you think that in every given situation that you could be able to control it where it doesn't get out of hand? And what are you willing to risk? See, these are questions that we have to face. That's why it's so important for us to prioritize our lives. And when we prioritize our lives, we can't look at it from the position of what we don't have. Because we have it. We have everything we need. It's just about how we apply what we have, or how do we know how to use what we have to our advantage. And a lot of people keep saying, well, you know, I need to get this and I need to get that. And I'm saying, well, you have everything you need if you know how to apply it. Ultimately, if I can't achieve what I'm trying to achieve, I'm taken to a greater order. I know some of you are saying, well, what makes you different? I'm not different. I've always said I'm just like you. But remember what I said when we first started this? We're in it, but not of it. That is true. So regardless of what happens, I'm going to do my best. But if I've reached a point where I can do no more, I'm still prepared. Because, see, I believe, and many of you have heard, have listened to the show, have heard me say, I believe I can achieve the impossible in impossible circumstances. Why? Because I don't think that anything that can happen is going to take away all my ability to do something. Let me repeat that. I don't think there is anything that can happen that can take away all of my ability to stop me from doing something. So, and that something may not appear to be much to most people. But you know what I have seen in my lifetime? Some pretty remarkable things. And I believe I'm going to see a whole lot more. Especially when I look at the quality of that caliber of people that are out here in this world. I mean, there are people who don't even know yet what they're about to do. And I'm telling you already, before they even realize it, it's profound. And when they do it, they're going to be like, wow. And they may not even realize that they're doing it while they're doing it, but because they prioritized, they have some idea that they're going to do something. Are y'all getting this yet? Because I'm going to tell you something, that what is about to happen in this external world, it's going to happen if it must be. Why? Because these people don't have any respect for life, for humanity. They've demonstrated that. They demonstrated it in wars. They demonstrated it in churches. They demonstrated it on the streets. What? How many more demonstrations do you really need to know that there is nothing sacred when it comes to the destruction that they think is necessary to get what their ego wants? Nothing. Now, I'm kind of different, because I'm like this. I don't care what is on your plate. If it's not what I'm trying to achieve here, tooth and nail, I'm going to fight to my last ounce of transformation. I'm going to fight. And guess what? I'm not the only one. That's why it's so important that we talk about openly about prioritizing. We got a lot of young brothers out here, young warriors, that literally have been brought up in a time where they have lost self-gratitude, and they're willing to pay whatever cost, and they have no priorities. You see, these are the people we have to set examples for, because these may be the leaders of tomorrow. And I think they have the potential and the ability. But you need an example. Think about that. You needed an example to get to an understanding of how to achieve certain things. Many of them have had that, many of them have not. Many of them have the skills to be able to do some basic things, many of them do not. Always remember this as a general, as a warrior, as a leader, as a laborer. Never disrupt the laborers in the field. Because when you disrupt the laborers in the field, the work don't get done. You want to do something, work right beside them. There's no greater example of a leader than one who jumps in when those other people think they're carrying a burden alone. Because guess what? Now you done supercharged them. Are y'all getting this? You done supercharged a labor force that had already submitted to being there. But seeing somebody who they've always put in a different mindset than what theirs are, to jump in it and see that they are just like them. Ooh, ooh. You have no idea of the energy that you have just injected into a circumstance. You know, a lot of people fail to realize the importance of our human nature. You see, we should be feeding our bodies the right things. we should be drinking good quality pure water. It's the elixir of life. It lubricates everything that works. Our bodies is constant communication with us in everything. Everything. Do you realize that when you make a bad decision, your body goes through that transition? When you make a good decision, your body goes through that transition. When you eat well, your body goes through that transition. When you eat bad, your body goes through that transition. That sounds like the universe to me. Because one thing in the chain of effect will affect another thing. That's what connecting is being all about. We're connected to something greater. I don't care what happens outside of my universe, because I can't control that. Do I want to be able to be sympathetic and caring in those circumstances? Yes, I do. But once again, it's outside. I cannot control that. But what goes on inside, I can control. And see, that's where greatness, the seed of the unbelievable, shines, because some of those seeds haven't even sprouted yet. Man, we live in a great, great time, because we are going to see, or we're going to see the beginning of the dismantling of the most tyrannous structure ever known to man, called supremacy. Oh yeah. You know what's interesting? A lot of people don't see it coming. I'm going to tell you why they don't see it coming. Because the programs are running vast, and they're trying to keep you focused on the programs. But when you step back in front of the programs and you look, wow, this is being dismantled. Well, that's dismantled. That's going to have effect on that. So let's openly discuss it. Okay, the United States dollar is about to have a serious fall. And guess what? Now all of a sudden you see the rise of cryptocurrency. Oh, and the great thing about it is it has no central point of control. Think about that dynamic. Now, all monetary, all fiat money has a central point of control. And that central point of control is really how the whole country is directed to flow. So if we are in the position of power and we are in the central point of control, then that changes the dynamic of the people who controlled it before. Now, every civilization changes. We are about or beginning to see that changing process. One of the unique things about this, and I mentioned it on Juan Valentine's radio show, is that we are 50 years into the age of Aquarius. So we left the Piscean age, and we are vastly entering the age of Aquarius. Now, each one of these age periods takes about 2,100 years. And in the age of Aquarius, this is the age of promise, the age of change, the age of refreshing. I'm going to tell you, all of these terms, they excite me. They excite me, especially in times like this. Is it going to be easy getting there? Absolutely not. May we have to go through this crap with this world right now as it is? Maybe so. But in reality, we didn't think the old civilization was just going to say, okay, our time is up, excuse us. No. So no civilization wanted to die out. So you should expect, and just like I expect, some uncomfortness. But I expect uncomfortness, keeping in mind that I'm not going to be the only one uncomfortable. So I want to do what I can, where I can, for whom I can. So if I get or need, someone else will have that same mindset when it comes to me or mine. Because I'm going to tell you something. We, as humanity, have stopped depending on our ability to be human. And we have taken on the cloak of that concept of mystery that they want you to think has control over you. That's why you see all these here crazy movies on TVs. And you go to the average movie, you realize in the average movie, we went to, what's the last movie? Oh, we went to see the new Kingsman. Now, there had to be at least, off the top of my head, at least 100 people die in that movie. Think about that. In a two-hour movie, it had to be at least 100 people die. You don't think for 1 minute that they're not doing that on purpose? They're trying to desensitize a certain amount of people to death. You know why? Because they want those people to react the way they want them to. And a large majority of them will, because they're running the program. But a large majority of them won't, because they see the program. They see the time. They see the changes. And they realize that what they're going to do, or trying to do, or want to do, is not going to make a big difference in the realm of things. And you know what? That may be part of the transformation. I don't know. But that's fine. That's fine, because guess what? I would love to get through this craziness and embrace the dawning of the age of Aquarius. Because that's what is about to happen. The rise. Now, understand what I said. Each age takes about 2,100 years. And we are 50 years into it, and we've already seen some major changes, and we also are seeing more changes to come. Even some of the truths that are coming out nowadays are waking people up. You realize that a lot of people are just beginning to realize the Federal Reserve is not a part of the federal government? But for so long they thought it was, because it said Federal Reserve. It was part of the deception. You were deceived. And guess what? They're fighting to keep a position of control. I mean, literally fighting. Because as this transformation comes on down the pike, they're going to lose validity. So, and they're losing validity. You think they're going to want to just step back and say, okay, our time is over? No. There is too much evil in the world supported by that organization. I know some of y'all probably saying, wow, Davis, you're getting pretty... That's just the truth. You have to understand, these things, these organizations and these corporations that are doing the things that they're doing nowadays, this isn't by a happen chance. Evil has a plan. And for those of you who didn't quite grasp it, let me say it again. Evil has a plan. And a lot of their plan is working. But it's coming to fruition. And my purpose is to be here to see it and then be a part of the transformation process afterwards. May I reach my purpose? Listen, one thing about intent and control and taking authority in your life and setting priorities is that you're putting a foundation in so that you can be able to sustain a consistency about your interests. And even if you don't reach it, somebody's watching, and it's going to step right in. You know what? And I know this is a side note, but there's a scene in one of the first Star Wars when, for those of you who'd watched the movie, where Obi-Wan Kenobi and Darth Vader. Now, Obi-Wan Kenobi represented good. Darth Vader represented evil. But Darth Vader was younger, and Obi-Wan Kenobi was his teacher in his early years. So Darth Vader says to Obi-Wan, I will smite you, and no one will ever know you existed. And Obi-Wan looks at him and says, you will make me greater and more powerful than you could ever imagine. So when they were in their fight scene, the young Jedi Knight that Obi-Wan was teaching happened to notice they were fighting. And when that young Jedi Knight looked at Obi-Wan, and Obi-Wan was old, he was up in years, he knew that he was in a battle that was going to at least exhaust him. When he seen the young knight look at him, He surrendered himself to his spirit, but his sword was still intact. So when he was attacked, he disappeared. His sword disappeared, and the only thing there was his clothes. Now that was powerful. Because see, these sort of things are giving us insights into the concept of what we speak, but we don't quite understand. Now, what do I mean by what we speak, but we don't quite understand? I came on this segment, and the first thing I said is, we are in this world, but not of this world. So, in that particular scene, Obi-Wan demonstrated that he was in this world, but not of this world. And how did he become greater? Through the eyes of the one whom he was the example of. Four. You see the dynamic here? I'm trying to get y'all to understand that we are so much more encompassing than what you have ever been taught to believe. And it really stems back to the universal laws and how they were designed for our spirits to have a time and space existence in a temple, this vessel called a body, and communicates with every aspect of it. The only thing that goes bad about the body is the habits. The habits that we take on, that's really what destroys the body. You know, when eating is a habit, it's a good habit because it's a part to keep maintaining our body, but when you put the wrong stuff in, then literally the body cannot survive. So it gets sick. But when you put the right stuff in, this body's designed to last over 100 years easily. And you're seeing it now. More people are reaching 100 years old. So nothing I'm telling you should be really new to you. It's just maybe the perspective upon which you see it. But I'm trying to tell you that this is all out here available to us because it's the result of the original plan. And we can work our way back to it. Oh, we got to do a few things. Yeah, we definitely got to look at our food, and we got to look at our water supply. We also got to look at how we live and what we want to change about ourselves. I'm going to tell you, we are really, really pretty damaged here. I mean, every universal law is being used against us as a people right now. You heard me talk about the law of sound and vibration? Well, look at rap music. Remember when rap used to be positive? Now how negative it is? That has an effect on us, also on our children. So they're actually using a universal law against us to degrade us to the degree that we degrade ourselves. And then we want to say it's not all of us, but yet you go to the clubs. Just people in the clubs nowadays are 50, 60 years old, still chasing skirts 20, 25 years old. Don't get me wrong. I love a beautiful woman. But I don't want to be in the company of them all, by no means. But walking down the street, that's beautiful to look at. I don't mind my wife looking at handsome young men. Because we were dumb people at one time. Okay? But the best part about that is that we could enjoy it in our old age. Is there someone in queue? One of the main things I really want you to understand is that nothing happens with you until you. Let me repeat that. Nothing happens with you until you. And one of the main things that people say, or people may think, is, okay, I got this. But when you ask them, well, what is your discipline? They don't know. My discipline is to prioritize my life in order to be able to become greater than my Father. That's a powerful statement. So in doing so, I mean, you remember Dad took care of the bills, he took care of the house, took care of the kids. You know what I mean? The mom was there, she nourished us, she embraced us. I think all the little things that I did with my children, from taking them bike rides and taking them to the parks, just having them one-on-one conversations, I'm not unlike you. Let me point this out very clear. I don't want you to think that any one person has a market on this. No. I'm going to tell you, I really wanted to be the parent that I thought my parents were to me. And I thought I had good parents, but I didn't have them long. My mother died when I was 12 years old. So I really didn't have a chance to embrace and love her the way I wanted to, because as I got older, I didn't really understand how much I missed her until I got older. One of the things that worked out for us is that there were seven of us. There were six of us, I'm sorry. But the family was always over. We was always over the family's house. So our family, who really was a family of seven, was actually a family of 58 or 59, because we were that close with cousins and that sort of thing. So, you know, everything that was I've experienced, I either had a cousin or a brother there or a sister. So it was just one of those sort of things. But those are the dynamics in which literally helped me to become the person I am today. And then when I moved through the eras, because, you know, I went through that Christianity era, and I began to realize, you know what, this is just more. I just know what, but I begin to realize it's more. So we started studying and started focusing on herbs and teas. And before we realized it, we were seeing how the things were connected. And before you know it, the conversation flipped. And my knowledge base was going through the roof. And I was trying to encompass all of this. And I'm realizing, you know what, every thought I have emanates the energy in my body. So I wanted to learn how to direct that energy to keep me healthy, to be able to operate on a level that literally would be new to me. So I started to do the things to get myself to achieve that. I started meditating. I started praying. I know sometimes my wife had to look at me and say, I don't understand it all, but just keep me involved. Keep me abreast. And sometimes she just stepped back and just gave me room. And I did the same thing with her, because she's a phenomenal woman. She talks about fruits and vegetables. She talks about medicines and elixirs. She talks about tea. And sometimes I gotta be quiet and humble myself to the gifts she's bringing. And the best part about it is that when we come together and she makes a meal, maybe some brown rice and kale, and to have some water on the side, and to have something, a side dish, just that I like. I like artichokes and stuff like that. I like cucumber salads and stuff like that. But they know that. And all of these things are healthy for me, so they work with me. Is there someone in queue? Now, the reason why I'm telling you these things is because these are the energy that comes. These are the things that come into our body as food that turns into nutrients that literally transformed into energy. That's the process. But our bodies know what they are. And why we consume them is why they're working to our advantage. Is there someone in queue? Now, one of the reasons why I'm pointing this out to you is because I want you to see the dynamics of how you get to where you want to go. Okay? Don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm the type of person who just was probably what you think. You understand? I used to be rough. I'm fortunate that I met a woman like the woman I met. But I needed work. I seriously needed work.
Brother Davis.
And I also needed to have... Yes, brother.
281, did you have a call or a question for Brother Davis? Eric Cole 281, we cannot hear you. All right, go
ahead. Yes, sir. This is Dr. Hawkins. How are you?
Doc Hawkins, how are you?
I snuck up on you, big man.
Brother, but you know I was looking for you because I ain't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, man, I've been out of pocket for a while. You know, I had talked to Bailey the other day, and... man, I tell you, this flooding and stuff that happened in Houston it was hectic. I mean, you know.
Yes, I could believe that.
You know, we know what that was though, with HAARP and the geoengineering and all that. You know.
Absolutely.
But how's
brother,
it been going,
absolutely.
My brother? It's a good word today. How have you been,
brother? I'm gonna tell you, I've been superb. Actually, in one word, I have been superb. Could things be better? They can always be better. But I mean, my life is, my health is excellent, and we're actually at the farm. and things are starting to take off. Matter of fact, we got our first batch of, we had 100 and maybe 110, 120 pounds of honey out of the bees for the first harvest. So, I mean, things are really, really starting to take off. Well, we got two. Go ahead, brother.
Man, that is wonderful.
Yeah, brother, I'm going to tell you something, man. Some real, real good things have been happening. But on the other side, I mean, I'm looking at the world, and, you know, we still got to stay in the trenches there. That's one of the reasons I was asked, anybody hear from me? Anybody hear from me? I was trying to be discreet, but I was definitely, me and my wife, the conversation of you have come up many times, brother. Yeah, oh, and by the way, she said, call us after the show.
On which number? I got both of y'all's number. I'll definitely do that. But you know, you're spot on, man, about what you're saying. This show, and you know what? I gotta co-sign it. And you know, just as a gentle reminder to the people, yeah, you know, it's like I say all the time, the people had help. Becoming so ignorant, you know, we weren't just born that way. They're attacking us through the water, through the food, you know, different types of frequencies, all this kind of stuff. But if we stay focused and persevere, and we do exactly what Brother David said he did, you know, go on a self-exploration trip, learn yourself, study yourself, you know, study what's going on around you, we're going to be just fine when we apply the knowledge.
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. And I tell you, I take that as a very, very positive endorsement. But listen, we're getting ready to go to a break now because we're coming up on that 7:30 point. Dr. Hawk, if you'd like to hang on, you're more than welcome to because you've always been a blessing to the show. After the break, please, y'all, get on your telephones. Add to the monologue of the show because guess what? These things that we're talking about are very easy for you to grasp, reach out, and make change. Act if you want to, because if you don't, then like I said, you become a victim of the circumstance that you live in, and in most cases, you'll be the victim of the habits that you have. This is Brother Davidson on Wise Wednesday. We're coming up on the last segment, y'all. Get by your phones, kick it in, because guess what? The next level is going to be much different than this one. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. Hey, Scotty, you there?
Here. No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This last segment is only going to be about maybe 20 minutes at the most because literally we like to give some room before the next show comes in. But I also want to point out a few things that you might have overlooked. The way we cleanse ourselves, do you realize how many chemicals we're putting on the largest organ in our body, which is our skin? When we bathe, whatever is in there, whatever chemicals are in there, are going directly onto the largest organ of our body. Now, here's what's unique about that. And the reason why I point it out is that your skin literally absorbs that into it. So if it's a negative chemical, and there are soaps and shampoos with negative chemicals, and they have a reaction on our body, we have to be able to identify that so that we can make the differences that is needed so that we can take that out of our system in reference to identifying how we prioritize ourselves, take it out of our system. So if you're using a soap that makes you itch, or later on at night you toss it and turn it because you just can't get comfortable, well, that may not have to do with your being. That may have to do with how the soap is put together itself. Now, the reason why I'm pointing that out to you is because we use the African black soap. Now, I watched this being made. This video is on YouTube. One of the things that attracted me to this soap is that there's all natural ingredients in it. There's no chemicals. literally, you'll see them pour it into, after they make it and they heat it up and they pour it into these molds, you can actually buy the soap mold with the brown paper that they use. It's powerful. I've been using this soap for about, at least 20 years. And I'm going to tell you something. It's phenomenal on how it lathers and how it cleans my skin. But most of all, when any time that I've come across brothers, and I say brothers exclusively because you know how they shave and they get that black shadow on their face because of the nubble and the stubble? Well, I used to get that. But I started shaving with this black soap. And then after I shaved with the black soap, I always put shea butter all over on. So when I would put this, when I would shave with the black soap and put the shea butter on, my skin was being transformed. And see, I didn't realize what the whole totality was going on. Then I met an African brother who literally was familiar with the soap. It's part of his heritage. And he was telling me about how they would bathe with the soap and then literally sit in the sun and put on shea butter. And I mean, literally, it was a family ritual. Not that they all did it together, but they all did it in the family. And the reason why they did it is because it was something that was handed down to them for so many generations that they just never questioned it. And I'm looking at how this is transforming. Don't take my word for it. You got any cuts, bruises on your skin? Start bathing with this African black soap, and then after you bathe with it, put that shea butter on. It heals the skin. It moisturizes it. I'm going to tell you, it's phenomenal. I was joking with a brother in the service down here in South Carolina, and we were talking. I said, well, you want to know the power of it? Use it on your feet. He said, oh, Brother Davis, don't go there. I said, no, I'm going to tell you straight up. Use it on your feet. And my wife and his wife started laughing because, see, I didn't know how bad his feet were. I just said use it on your feet because my mother, once again, we go back to examples. My grandmother used to always say to me, don't wait till you're 50 years old to take care of your feet. And so I really, as a child, I really didn't think much of it. I just thought that was just her talking. But as I got older, I always took care of my feet. It was one of those things that stayed in the back of my mind. So when I started really using shea butter and I got to really cleaning my feet, and then you know how women, they always got a little something extra that you know nothing about. It's turned me on the pumice stone and all that sort of thing. So when I would get out of the shower, I would use my stone and everything, and then I'd wash my feet again. Then I would get out, dry off, and I'd use my shea butter. Everything about this organ was being transformed and fortified. And this is what's so unique about this. Every ingredient in that soap requires the same ingredient that we require as a plant: sun, water, and nutrients. And I look what it does to me. So I'm telling you about this here universal connection. This is live in every aspect of our lives, every aspect of our lives. And I'm no different from you. I keep coming back to that because a lot of times people think, oh, well, maybe that'll work for you. No, brother, this works for you too. Sister, this works for you too. And please, don't take my word for it. Next time you go to the flea market or something, you see them brothers selling that black soap wrapped in that brown paper, because that's how I get it. Sometimes I get the block and just cut it off and give my children some. But it's always the same. It's always the same process. The brother was telling me they've been making that soap the same way for at least the 45 years that he could remember. They had been making the soap that same way. And the shea butter, that same process. And we can get it here in the United States. And guess what? We, most black people, when you ask them about it, oh, they heard about it, but do they use it? A lot of them use shea butter from Palmolive or someplace. You know why? Because they've understood the power of shea butter. So when you get shea butter, those type of places, that's not all shea butter. That might have some shea butter in it, but it's not all shea butter. It's not all black soap. It might have some black soap in it, but it ain't all black soap. But you get it down there when they got, when you see that black soap wrapped in a brown paper that's tucked in, look like it's been wrapped, that's the original. When you see that shea butter in that plastic thing, and you wipe your hand across it, it's hard, don't be surprised. Because sometimes it's hard until it's whipped. But I'm telling you, if you want to take care of your skin, it is the best. Even, like I said, for shea, I shave my head with it. I shave my face with it. With the black soap and the razor. Listen, ain't no shame in my game. None at all. Because I'm trying to show you and tell you the transformation it has on me. I know it's going to have a transformation on you. I told you about the brother down the south with the beard and the bad feet. Now he praises it. Oh, man, anytime I shave, all I do, I shave my black butter, my black soap and my shea butter. That's all I do. Now, I boot up my feet. I get my feet done. If I get a pedicure, when I do my feet, I go ahead and do the same thing to my feet. It is the truth that we are returning to. It is the deceptions that we're leaving behind. It is the transformation of what is going on around us that is allowing us to be at a point where we may see civilization change right before our eyes because of the path the civilization has laid. And I'm going to tell you something. I am eager to greet every aspect of the age of Aquarius because I believe it's more than just our time. I believe it's more than just our time. And the best part about it is that we have children that we can literally teach the way they should learn. Oh, that's the next step. A lot of people fail to realize that, but as this money begins to change and as these transitions begin to happen, people will be becoming more and more emboldened. And they're putting curriculums together. There's African curriculums several places. I have an African curriculum because I do believe that as our farm expands and as this transition goes on, that we're going to reach a stage where we're going to have a, if need to use the term, charter school or our own school on our farm. And if that is the case, I want to give them the best that I can give them. And believe me, my grandchildren talk about it already. They talk about it already. And the reason why is because we openly discuss it with them. Because we want them to be able to be good readers. Foundational things you're going to need. Reading is foundational. You must, and I repeat, you must learn how to read. The earlier, the better. Because that way your comprehension level is literally put on steroids. And the more you enjoy it, the more you absorb. And it's a perpetual motion. But unless you're not experiencing it, you will not know it. One thing about living life, when you enjoy it, is not a burden. It's really, truly not a burden. I mean, don't get me wrong, I have ups and downs, just like you. But I don't let my ups and downs control me because I know there's going to be a brighter day. There's going to be an opportunity for me to do something to make change. And that's what I look forward to. And this is why I take my time on Wednesday nights to really come to you because I want you to see that you can achieve the same results or greater. I'm really hoping they're greater, because if they're greater, that means that we have elevated to a greater level of being closer to who we truly are. And when we get there, it's just going to be a return to the beginning. Understand how I said that. When we get there, it's just going to be a return to the beginning. I'm hoping that those of you who are sincere, those of you who really want to grow, are going to do something for yourself. And when you decide to do something for yourself, we're going to be there for you. I'm working on a blog. I'm about to set loose probably in the next day or two. And I'm going to launch it on Facebook. Brother Warren told me to call him today. I do that because he wants to announce it on the show so everybody can get a chance to go and hit the blog. Now, really what the blog is going to be about is letting people identify that they're greater than the circumstances that they are in. But if they have any innuendos or any fears, that I'm going to set up a website in which we can come to and learn how we can make this transformation process. We're going to learn about food. We're going to learn about exercise. We're going to learn about our bodies. We're going to learn about the five glandular systems and how they interact and how a decision that you make is being affected by organs in your body that you didn't even know was in the process. how the energy that's in your body can be used by you to channel it in any meridian or canal to wherever you need it, because you have been able to reach a point in which you're eating in a holistic way to give power to your thought process. And when, see, energy follows your thoughts. Let me make that very clear. So if you're thinking negative and everything, and see, I mean, that's another thing that is also going to be on this site. Because, see, we have been so inundated by Westernism that a lot of times it's even hard to look at black women without looking at them in a sexist way. See, and these are the things that we got to attack. And when we attack these things, we got to take them from the conscious level and transverse them into our subconscious, because what we put in our subconscious comes out in our conscious. So we got to start not only treating them as the queens they should be, but we have to literally plant that into our subconscious so that it comes out freely and not without trigger. We got to learn how to speak again. Because in reality, we're speaking in a deceptive language. Now, there's a positive way to use the deceptive language. But how many times have you gone out and your ears have been intruded upon behind somebody else who really just abuses it? See, this is another attribute of the growth process to getting to where we need to be. We're going to talk about how the body has what's called breathing exercises so it can give air supply to parts of the body that are limited air supplies required. Now, what do I mean by limited air supplies required? I mean, it only because of the habits that you have picked up, your breathing does not allow your whole body to enjoy the maximum amount of oxygen that it could achieve, because we have taken a habit and utilize it as a part of our life. And what do I mean by a habit and utilize it as a part of our life? You ever notice how runners, when they run great distances, or they're breathing at one level when they start running, okay? Then as their body starts to achieve certain levels of, should I say, exhaustive toleration. Now, what do I mean by exhaustive toleration? I mean their body kind of feels tired, but the energy is still there and it keeps them going. Well, your lungs also are going through that process. So when your lungs go through that process, your body moves to another rhythm. And when it transforms to that other rhythm, your mind literally zones out everything. And it's focusing on what you're trying to do. And your body literally goes into an auto control that you've trained for. So now your oxygen becomes in pace with the need of the system. So then you start breathing according to the need of the system. Now, a lot of people say, well, you know what, Brother Davis, I've experienced that. We all experience it. But here's what's so unique about every aspect of our body. Now, hold on to your seats. The better you get at it, the more you can do it. In other words, the deeper you go and come back, the greater the depth is available to you. That's what makes meditation so important to the process. Because you can learn to breathe at a certain level and get comfortable and be able to find your place of peace in your meditation. But when you cut the time factor, what is cut the time factor? So take your breath in a four count, 1001, 1002, 1003, 1004, hold it for a minute, and then let it out. 1001, 1002, 1003, 1004. You're putting a balance in place, okay? And your body's adjusting to that balance every time you go through that count and breathing process. That sequence is allowing your body to be able to sustain you and your mind's depth of flow. What does that mean? When you can exhaust, when you can eliminate every thought and allow your mind just to relax and flow, you are at approaching the receptive stage. You have gone below the place of peace. Now, should I say above the place of peace? And now you're entering that realm that many, many, many people who meditate try to achieve. Because see, now in that realm, you are open. But here's the unique thing about it. in that realm, you are open to receive those gifts that you knew existed but could not connect with on a conscious level. So you were required to go into a state of what's called mediumistic travel. And in your state of mediumistic travel, these things will be exposed to you. And the greater that you get at controlling your breathing in that four process, then all of a sudden your four process no longer is 1001, 1002, 1003, 1004. Your breathing process may be 1101, 1102. You see what I'm saying? So you've really expanded your breathing time by fortifying your your respiratory system so it can sustain you into a greater and a more elevated state of receptionism. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. We got a lot of things planned. A lot of things planned. Because a lot of the places that are there for us, we have never visited because of the lifestyle we have led here in America and being in the West. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. I'm hoping that you guys are getting this. I'm definitely going to launch my blog probably on the first. When I do, it's going to be on Facebook. I'm going to put a little information in there. Sign, leave me your email address. That way I can set up my email list. And then when I do the launch the page, I'll send everybody on the email list. The first launching, and the reason being is because there's going to be some stuff in there that's really going to be able to open your eyes and look at yourself. I always say, look at yourself first. And then when you start seeing what you want to do, then you can actually give me feedback from the different articles. I'm talking to some specialists on different areas. One's a specialist in food, and my wife is going to be contributing to it. I'm also talking to a good friend of mine, a Swami, who has an immense background in meditation, and I'm quite sure he's going to want to make some contributions. And I'm also talking to people who are at the top of their field. So if you haven't got a call, don't be surprised if you get one, because I'm going to tell you something. This is not something that I'm doing because you need it. I'm doing this because I love you so much that if there's anything I could do to add to your life, it will be a great reward for me to be able to do it. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. We're at the end of the show. I appreciate everybody who's listening. I appreciate every call that came in and the people who made the calls. Scotty, I appreciate you giving me the time on Black Talk Radio, which I'll call into being, Black Talk Telecommunications. And please, everybody, we have 24/7 program here at Black Talk Radio. At any given time, you could call or you could literally go on the radio and listen to Black Talk and grow. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. And Scotty, I'm out, man.
All right. Thank you, Brother Davis. Brother Braggs, if you would chime us out, please. Okay. We appear to be having some issues with Brother Braggs' line. Brother Braggs, you there?
My phone just went blank. It's the weirdest thing. All the letters disappeared.
All right, we can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, peace.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.